Thanks for tuning in to episode 16 of the Handmade with Heart podcast. On this episode, I interview Heather from Lucy and Lee. We chat about using the Instagram comment picker for giveaways, bettering your business from constructive reviews, and things we keep in a bag specifically for outdoor markets. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Handmade with Heart podcast. I'm your host, Dana, and I own the small business Scrappy Stitch. Have you ever wanted to know more about some of your favorite small businesses? Follow along as I interview other creative small business owners. We'll talk about getting started, what an average day for a creator is like, tips and tricks, and of course, everything is Handmade with Heart. Hey, Heather, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us how you got started?
So I'm Heather. I own Lucy and Lee. I make leather earrings. I got started, I want to say the further I get removed from beginning my business, the more I forget like exactly what the catalyst was. I teach, and the school that I teach for, we decided to do a month-long dress down like spirit month for Christmas. When I go in, like I'm all in, I'm fully committed, but I thought I do not want to spend the amount of money on like all these Christmas costumes to last a month. So I ordered a kit on Amazon. I'm like, I'm just going to make fun earrings. I'll do like faux leather earrings. So I started doing that. And then I started making non-Christmas earrings, and people started asking me about the earrings I was wearing and where they came from. And so I decided one day, it was April 2021, about whether or not, you know, should I do this? And my husband said, why don't you just put them on Etsy and see what happens? So I just threw a couple things up on Etsy. I had my photos on a bulletin board with letter labels, and that's how it all got started. And now here we are 2 years later, and it's been absolutely insane.
Tell us how you got your shop name.
So Lucy and Lee. Lee is my middle name. Lucy was our 15-year-old beagle, who is also one of the reasons why I needed to start a side hustle. Lucy was my dog in my 20s. We had grown together, and she had congestive heart failure and was on a multitude of insanely expensive medicines. And on top of her heart issues, she had COPD. So we were ordering inhalers from Canada.
Oh, wow.
And that was really, really fun, how expensive she was. So Lucy and Lee had a much better vibe than Lucy and Heather. So that's where it came from. And then all of my pieces are named after other pets. So just kind of keeping the whole thing going.
Well, that's cool. I feel you with the expensive pet thing. I had a cat that was, she was almost 20 when she passed away. And she was diabetic. So I had to give her insulin twice a day, which was expensive. I had to learn how to give her sub-Q fluids. I had to make special food for her all the time. It was crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucy was, we joke, like, it was a necessity. Like, no, I'm hiring 15-year-old dogs, and I need to start a side business just to kind of, like, buffer that, because we never knew when another expense was going to come up.
They knew Willow at our vet, that was for sure. Like, she'd come in, oh, Willow's here.
Yep.
She had to go weekly to get her glucose checked. So there's a funny story about how we actually met, but we didn't even know that we met. So I do some volunteer work for the rescue that I got Onyx from, and I was dressed as the Easter Bunny. I got sent a picture of you with the Easter Bunny, and people were like, is this you? And it was me, dressed up as the Easter Bunny.
That's my favorite story.
Yeah, at a dog Easter egg hunt. I thought that was so funny. And I couldn't see out of the mask. I didn't know who was next to me or if there was a dog next to me or anything. It was hysterical to get that picture.
Well, I think it was Annie.
It was Annie. Yeah.
She's like, oh my God. She's like, I know the Easter Bunny. It is a small world.
Mm-hmm. So I am involved with the rescue where we got Onyx. I read that a percentage of your sales go to dog rescues in honor of your dog Lucy that passed away. How do you pick the rescues, and how does that work?
So most of the time I tend to just gravitate towards, there's it's called Senior Dog Haven and Hospice out of Wilmington, Delaware. And that's primarily where I donate. Like when she passed, we had just gotten a whole slew of meds in. So we ended up sending her medication down there to kind of help out. I always feel like it's the right thing to do just because I started this to help our senior dog. So if I can give back. So most of the time it goes to Senior Dog Haven and Hospice, but it also depends on if I see a need. Like if somebody posts, I think Clinton County SPCA, I want to say it was Thanksgiving or Christmas. They had posted about their longest resident by donating so that we could like fund his adoption fee and get him taken care of. So I kind of just look for anything that reminds me of her. We always say this probably sounds horrible, but like if she had been in an SPCA at her, she was such a crotchety old woman and she liked like five people. So she would have been that longest resident because she was so adorable. But my God, like she was just so, she wasn't like snippy and mean, but just like a catch. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. So that's really where that comes from. Someday, and it will not be tomorrow, it will not be 5 years from now, but someday I would love to foster seniors because that was just such a reward. I mean, it's stressful as all get out, but I would love to do that. But until that day comes, I will continue to support organizations that do that.
Yeah.
there's no way I could do that right now. We even think about like with Winnie fostering, because I think she would be we had Winnie in a puppy class last June, and there was a dog, this tiny little like Chihuahua mix that this lady had adopted. I think she was two, and she was so afraid of everybody, but like Winnie would just like get, she like inches up closer and closer until like one day, like Annie laid and like touched her paw and we were all like, oh my God. So I really want Winnie to like mentor as a foster. I think that would be wonderful, but that's another one where I'm like, I don't want to give Winnie's friends away. So
right.
This is what we do for now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you. When you donate to Senior Dog Haven and Hospice, they'll like often email you back and be like, this is our newest intake and here's their story and this is where your money went. And I really appreciate that, knowing exactly what they're doing with it.
Yeah, that's
super
cool.
They're also foster based, so I know that that's not easy.
Yeah. Now on your website, it says you support other woman-owned small businesses to get your supplies. Tell me a little bit about that and how do you find those businesses?
I'm pretty loyal to three different leather suppliers.
Okay.
And they're all female owned, which I love. My wood pieces, they also come from a female owned business. So I do my very, I mean, there's some pieces that just with, you know, cost right now, I hate to get them from Amazon, but I do. But honestly, I just kind of, when I find something, I always make sure on Etsy, I go to like the about me part and see who they are, check them out on Instagram. I know like two of the shops that I get leather from, it's like mom and daughter helping each other out. And I just think that's so cool. So I try to support that as best as I can. Like my stickers that I use in orders, like that comes from a female owned business. Cause I just kind of feel like we gotta stick together.
Yeah.
It's tough out there for us women and we need to stick together.
I agree. I also read that you hand cut all your pieces with scissors.
Yes.
That is super impressive.
I have the worst calluses. Like my hands look disgusting right now because of I'm getting ready for like my July 1st launch. And I sit here and I'm literally like, as I'm looking at you, like my Cricut is over staring at me. And I literally use it to make signs and t-shirts and that is it. And I realized I could pump these out faster. They would be more even, but I started cutting with scissors and now I just feel like that's my thing. There's times where I get really frustrated. I throw out a lot of pieces, especially smaller ones. But for me, it's like, I don't know, like when you do clay, like each clay piece is never exactly the same. And for me with leather, I think I really like that because you can order the exact same pair, the same pattern, everything, but they're not going to be identical. I won't sell them if they're like super wonky, but it keeps them, I don't know, it almost gives it like an organic look. And I think it's the teacher in me because I equate it to cut, like when you get a real good piece of leather, it's like cutting lamination or like, you know what I, like, I don't know. So my mom had a craft business when I was little and I remember going to Joann's. I would find the groove in the table. You know how they had like the fabric cutting that had the groove? Oh my God, I wanted to do that so bad. And I'm like, and I just, you know, here I am living my dream. I get like a good cut going and happy as can be. It chills me out, especially coming home from school. And then I sit over here and I hand cut leather and it just kind of, I don't know, it's soothing. Maybe not economical or time conscious, but...
You also do outfit of the day videos and pair them with your earrings. How'd you get the idea for that?
First of all, it makes me feel so awkward. It is so funny to me. In my classroom, I have a mirror hanging inside my closet door, and my kids will use it to like check their outfits and stuff. And I remember, like, after I started doing outfit of the day, one of them opened the closet and they were like, "Is this the OOTD mirror?" Like, oh my God, so cringy now that they're watching it. But I feel like coming from a show yesterday, I hear a lot of women who are like, "I just don't know what I would wear that with. I like these earrings, but I have nothing I would wear them with." And it's like, well, let me help you. So I think, like, for me, one of the things that sucked me into Instagram way, way back, like pre-Lucy and Lee, was the outfits of the day, like going on Pinterest and seeing how people put pieces together. So that's kind of what sucked me into it. But also, like, as a plus size woman, like, there's not a lot of us out there who are like head to toe body shots of their outfits. So I also feel like that's kind of, I mean, it's secondary to the earrings, but I do feel like, you know, one of my big things is I feel like Lucy and Lee brought me a lot of confidence. So if I can kind of pass that on to other women, that's even better. That's kind of where it comes from. I also feel like it keeps me from like rolling out of bed and just like, you know what I mean? Like throwing on at the same thing every day. But it's fun. There's so many cool things out there now to find. And I love taking a dress and throwing a t-shirt over it. And I don't know, there's ways that you can dress up and dress things down. And sometimes it's with a simple $18 pair of earrings. So if I can help show that, I will.
You even matched him to somebody's wagon one time. Do you remember that? I think that was at the show where we were at together. Somebody
Oh,
was pulling their
yeah.
little kids in a wagon and it had like the fabric. You found
Yeah,
it.
because
You
I
had
think,
earrings that
well,
matched.
so one of the really cool things is the one business that I get some of my leather from on her Facebook group. I don't know if it's weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, but she'll buy like the images from Shutterstock. So she takes entries and they'll be like, "Oh, you know, enter your ideas for this week," and then people just like save the like the watermark photo and they share that, and then everybody in the group votes on their favorites and then they narrow it down to like three. And I just think that's so cool because then obviously like that's where this place got the fabric for the carriage. I've seen one of my patterns on like golf gloves. I was
Oh,
actually
wow.
this morning I was looking for a new phone case and I saw one of it was like a one of my floral patterns, but without like the blue background. It's just like a clear background for a phone case. So it's really neat. If you try really hard, like you could match like everything to a pair of earrings. It's pretty cool.
You recently did a tag a friend contest on Instagram. How did that go?
It went really well. It's actually really cool because I find that number one, it's awesome to see like women kind of like hyping up other women in the comments. I think that's really neat. It's a good way to like build that community. And now that I've finally figured out how to use like the Instagram comment picker instead of like this, I shouldn't even admit this, but for the longest time until like my not my like tag a friend giveaway, but the one before that, I was literally writing like as comments came in, I was writing them in a notes app and then copying. And I remember the one day I'm sitting there and I'm like, how do people with like hundreds of thousands of followers deal with this. There's no way I can manage this. And then I realized there's a freaking free Instagram comment picker that
I didn't
exists.
know that either.
Yeah, if you just Google Instagram
Wow.
comment picker, it's so freaking easy. Now that I figured my life out, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I didn't
Yeah.
know about that.
Yeah, I forget what one it was. I think it was like my anniversary giveaway. I remember opening my phone up over lunch at work and I was like, "Oh my God, how am I going to do this?" And somebody was like, "Don't they have things for that?" So I Googled it and I'm like, "Lo and behold, here it is." And it makes it easy for me. The
Nice.
only thing is, my little sister, every time I do a giveaway, my little sister wins it. So if she comes up, I'm like, "No, Meg's not getting it." Nope.
You do a lot of giveaways?
Do every so often. I don't want to be like obnoxious constantly with like tag your friend, tag your friend, tag your friend. So I try to like sprinkle them throughout, like maybe bi-monthly, especially like summer and holidays when there's like more things popping up. I'll do them more often, but I'm not good at sales at like the pushing things. So I try to do them strategically, I guess. Plus, I know it can get frustrating too. And like you have friends who are tagging you constantly on Facebook and Instagram for things.
Do you find that you do get followers?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Because honestly, like the biggest thing has been word of mouth. And I think that's one of the reasons why I feel like I want to do more giveaways. Lucy and Lee would not be what it is without particularly the Instagram community. Like it really would not. I forget what the heck did I just post? Oh, it was about t-shirts. I was like, you know, I have these t-shirts and I'm really not sure. And the number of messages from these people that I have never met in real life who are like, girl, just do it. Like, go for it. What's the worst that can happen? I was just blown away. It's funny because I feel like I have these people on Instagram. Like my friends and family have supported me from day one, but there are people that I have never met who have my back like just as much, if not more, as the people who like surround me in real life. And I just, that's so crazy to me.
I totally agree. I have people like that too. It's like you can always depend on them to like a photo or comment something. And it's like, yeah, you never even met them in real life. But it's so cool how you have like a little community of, you know, friendship, you know,
right.
It's really cool.
I'm at this market yesterday and there's so many people now, not so many, man, like a dozen people are coming up and they're like, oh, I follow you on Instagram. Like, I loved your story about blah, 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 blah. And the biggest one was my skirt situation getting stuck in my behind.
I saw that.
Like, oh, I thought that was so funny. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I shared it because we've all been there.
Yeah.
But like, they're coming and they're like, oh, I knew you said you were going to be here. Like, I couldn't wait to come see your stuff in real life. And I was talking to two of the girls yesterday and like, I do have to give like a shout out. I have like the greatest followers in like Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin. Like, I need to get out there one day to, like travel and do like 2 weeks of markets or something out there, because there's like this little community in the Great Lakes area who are just like second to none. They're just amazing.
That's cool.
I never could have expected that. I have an envelope hanging in my office because Winnie got fan mail one time from somebody that her name's Tony. She's so sweet. She lives in Canada and she's constantly messaging me and God love her. I mean, shipping to Canada is like $14 and she will buy a pair of $15 earrings and pay $14 shipping to get them in Canada. I just think that is so sweet. So back at the holidays, she was like sending me pictures of these Christmas ornaments she's working on. And she's like, I'd love to send Winnie a gift. And she sent me like this really cute felt Christmas ornament for her.
Aww.
And I'm like, that is so cool. Like, I don't know. It's just so neat, this community.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too. You made a post about learning from your reviews. And you said there were a couple of reviews about the posts pulling off in your bubble mailers. So you changed how to mail them.
Yep.
And you've talked a little bit about how you've used your reviews as a learning experience from the feedback that you've gotten. Tell me a little bit about that.
There's been a couple of things that have really stood out to me. One was the posts coming off because I started using bubble mailers because they were cheap and I didn't know anything else. So that's what I was doing. And then it's great for one, but if people were getting studs, the posts were getting bent because they're getting smashed in with other things. So I switched to boxes. Boxes are honestly like they're better for gifting. So I switched to that. Oh, somebody had made a comment. Sometimes the lees would get stuck. There were like the arches with the little like, they look like baskets is what people always say. The holes would get kind of stuck. So now I've found that I have to really like, I bend them. I tuck them a little bit to make sure that that hole is a little stretched out before I put them in the mail so they're not flipping up. My school spirit chevrons, I had somebody left a review and they're never mean about it, which is wonderful. But somebody left a review that you could see like the bleeding of the paint on the edges. And my initial reaction was, you paint something that small. And you know what I mean? Like they're itty bitty. So now I try to make sure that like if a little paint gets on the edge, there's paint the whole way around the edge so that it looks purposeful. It's easy to get beat up when you get less than 5 stars because I'm like, well, what am I doing wrong? But when there's actual feedback that's attached to it, like that is so helpful because I'm not going to know that something's going wrong if you don't tell me. Like I used to make these, I called them Elmers and they had like a little, like a ribbon crimp at the top. It was tough to like get in and hook the earring hook around like the crimp and they were like slipping off. They were like the hook would come off. I'm like, all right, if these are going out, like I got to make sure. And honestly, because it stressed me out so much, I have not made them for a while because I'm like, are they going to keep falling off or are they going to be okay? But yeah, feedback is so helpful because you just, I mean, as a business owner, like you want to assume that you're doing everything correctly, you know, and that you're not putting out a piece that's not up to 5 stars. So if it's not, we need to know.
Yeah. And it's frustrating when they leave like a less than 5 star, but they don't say why. Like, why?
I hate when people message me on Etsy for a review. Like when I'm the buyer And then they'll message me and be like, hi, I'd really appreciate, like, hope you did it. Like, I don't know why that's a, I get why we do it, but for me, for some reason as a buyer, I'm like, now I really don't want to. So I hate to like reach out and say, hey, I saw that you left 4 stars out of 5. Why? Maybe I should do that more often and just see like what was your reasoning. I was talking to somebody, they wanted the wood finding changed out at a craft show. I'm like, that's fine, we'll do it real quick. So as I'm running my mouth and as I'm talking, I think I ripped through a piece of the leather. So she messaged me the next day and is like, hey, like I noticed when I went to put these in, it was kind of dangling and it just tore through. I'm like, that's a me problem. I will send you a new one. That's not an issue. So I will always make it right, but I can't make it right if I don't know what's wrong with it.
I had somebody message me that one of the snaps was hard to snap on the one of the baby bibs, but it was like 6 months after they bought the item. They bought it at the latest craft show, and then they were messaging me in like January. And I'm like, I don't know how to handle this because you know what I mean? Why wouldn't you have told me right away? But I guess it was for a gift. So then I had to like really think about, okay, how am I going to handle this? And she said it could be snap, but it was just hard. So I'm like, okay. So I went back through my Square to make sure that this lady really did order something from me, and she did. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know. This is really weird. But I always test them 3 times. And sometimes I even have a friend test them, you know, like if they're helping me. I messaged her and I said, well, you know, I always double check everything. Do you want to meet somewhere? I can replace the snap for you. Well, I guess she had sent it out of state, so we couldn't do that. I said, do you want to mail it back to me? I can, you know, replace it. She didn't want to do that. She just wanted me to mail her a whole new one. So I was like, I don't know. And finally, I was just like, all right, I'll just do it. I just sent her a new
Sometimes it's
one because.
hard. Most of my stuff, if it's a solid color, it's embossed leather. And if it's a pattern, it's leather-backed cork. So if it's the smooth, like cowhide leather, the cork on top is it's cork. So it has like it's worn. It has like the lines in it, like cork. So back at the holidays, I did, which I will never do this again. I did this 12 days of earrings set where it was like 12 pairs of really simple earrings, and they were all cork. So this woman buys this $85 box of earrings for me and sends me a message, and she's like, there's an issue with your order. She wanted replacement. And I'm like, what is wrong with this? Like, there's no way, like, they were all sealed up, they were in bags, like, there was no way anything could have been wrong. And she said, you took scissors to my leather. And they're all torn up, and we had to throw 6 of them out. And I was like, can you send me, I don't really know what you're talking about. Like, can you send me a photo of what you mean? And it was the lines, like the natural ridges in the cork she was mad about. And I like go back to the listing and I'm like, I always take close-ups of what you're getting so that you know. But I get that not often. I think I've gotten that like twice where people are like, I had to throw your earrings out because you cut them all up. And I'm like, why would I send, first of all, why would I send you earrings that I like went Edward Scissorhands on? I would never do that.
What the
But like
heck?
you see what you're buying. It was crazy to me.
So what happened with that?
No, that was one where I was like, I will absolutely not replace that for you.
Right.
Because sometimes on Etsy, like they can open a case and I'm like, is this woman gonna open a case against me? But I responded and I like screenshot the listing photo of the particular earring she sent me. And I said, I'm sorry to hear that you're disappointed. They're not like cut. That's just the natural groove of the cork. And then, like, I sent the one supplier I get leather from, like, she's had to deal with people coming after her.
Oh,
And
my
like, it's
word.
cut. So she has like a highlight saved. And I just like screenshot that and sent it. And then I never heard anything back. She didn't leave a review, never heard anything back. So I'm like, I kind of hope she was embarrassed that she was so mean to me when, like, no, that's literally what you ordered.
Yeah.
looked exactly the same.
Oh my gosh. I've had people, I actually made a video about this. I have had people come up to me and they say, like, my baby bibs look too small. And I'm like, okay, because my market of people, they're buying it for a gift for someone. I don't have a whole lot of people buying for themselves. And I think the problem is people don't have babies right in front of them so that they do look small because babies are small, right? So, So I started making a toddler size bib, which are bigger and it's adjustable. So there's three sizes. So if they don't like the baby size, they can buy a, you know, a little bit bigger one. And I even had a woman last year come up to me and she said, well, these look really small. And I'm like, the toddler size bib? I was like, really? Like they're humongous. And she goes, well, you don't think these look small? And I wanted to say to her, why would I spend all of my spare time making something I think is too small for somebody to wear?
Right.
Like, why would you even say that to me? And so I said, well, they fit around my neck. And she was like, they do? And I said, yeah. And I took it and I put it and I can snap it around my own neck. Now, I'm pretty sure my neck is a little bit bigger than a, you know, 2-year-old. And then she did buy something, but she had this weird look on her face. Like she still was like not believing that it was going to fit a little kid. It's wild to me.
It's like, you've been doing this for how long?
Right.
And do you really think that you would be putting stuff out that's not going to fit a child? Like that?
It is wild. I get it all the time. I saw on Instagram you do Thrifty Thursday. Explain a little bit about that and how did you start doing that?
So every Thursday throughout the summer, I'm finding something that I call it the Island of Misfit Toys is what it is. I'm trying to clear out my Island of Misfit Toys. So it'll be just things that I have sitting around and don't have on Etsy. So I used to have my inventory and my inventory was for shows and Etsy. And now I've switched to, I have my show inventory and then I make things to order on Etsy and it has been a game changer, much easier. But now I have these like random things that I'm afraid to have listed on Etsy because I really don't know what I have. So I just have like one or two pieces. So every Thursday, I think I'm going to do it until probably mid-August before I go back to school. I've been doing like discounted pieces. So to kick off summer, I did 4 pieces in a box for $25. This week I did brass pieces that I've had that are tarnished. I cannot justify selling them. I was selling those for less than half price. I have some fall and Christmas t-shirts that I'm going to be getting rid of. I have a whole crap load of fall pieces from last year. Because I always say, oh, I'm going to use this for next season. And then the new stuff comes out for next season. And that, like, that doesn't exist in my brain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to just kind of clear things out for a fresh start. And I also feel like after doing this for, like, 2 years now, I have a clearer vision of like what Lucy and Lee is instead of just kind of grasping at everything I possibly could. Like I have this like stand beside me that has like 4 styles I have not made in a year. They're not listed on Etsy. I don't take them anywhere. So it's just been a nice way to kind of like offload that stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them. It's just I made them and then just kind of gave up on them. And it always stresses me out though. I hate to sell things that are like tarnished or like when the jewelry starts to turn like a yellowish, you know what I mean? Like I hate to sell that. But then I figure, you know, if it's a great like way to dip your toe into like bigger earrings, maybe if that's your thing. So I like stressed about it, made like a little card that I put in with those orders. It's like, thank you for loving the past of Lucy and Lee as much as you love the present. Just because it's
cool.
Kind of like, you know, they're not all fantastic. And it's some patterns that I thought were great. Cause sometimes you don't know what you're getting when you get them. You never know. It's a nice way to kind of like discount to say thank you, but also to kind of clear out my office a little bit. It's a little messy over here.
You made a video on Instagram that you have a bag specifically for your outdoor events. And I think that's a great idea. So tell me what's in that.
Call it my Barney bag. Do you remember Barney?
Not really.
Oh my gosh. So on Barney, they had this song about, I'm looking in my Barney bag and all the things in the Barney bag. And that's what I call it. So because my setup is pretty much the same inside or outside, minus, you know, a tent and the weights and stuff like that, I found that outdoor events, as I'm sure you understand fully, are a special level of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I had all these different boxes and bins and like my stakes were here, but my hammer was there. And so what I did is I just have one of those like reusable shopping bags from Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And in that bag, I have tent stakes, a hammer, my bungee cords. I'm trying to think of what else I keep in there. I have twine, clothesline, if I need to tie stuff, there's tape, extra batteries for fans, like anything that I may need at an outdoor event. I have pool noodles now for if it rains, I can like shove them in the corner.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, anything like that that I may need in an outdoor event, it is in the bag. So when I load the vehicle, it is like the first thing you see when you open the trunk is my tent and my outdoor bag. And then that makes everything so much easier.
Yeah. And you have like your sidewalls and stuff in there.
Yep, everything is folded. Even
Nice.
I will say though, I hate sidewalls. Oh
Yeah.
my God. Yesterday at this event, my spot was wonderful. It was great. The weather was beautiful, but every now and then we'd get this gust of wind, and this wind literally affected me and the girls to my left. It was we're like, what is wrong with us? But it was one of those days, then I thought I really should put a sidewall up. But then I thought if I put that sidewall up, now the sidewall's beating against my display. You know what I mean? So I genuinely try to use those as little as possible now because they stress me out so much.
Do you ever see the mesh ones that people have that like allow
No.
air flow to come through? I saw them at a show a couple years ago and I've had my eye on those because I think they'd be really useful. But yeah, they're like totally mesh, and some of them you can even like hang stuff on. Like
Oh,
it's like really
nice.
strong mesh.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, the way your neighbor might have their booth set up, people are standing in your booth to look at their things.
Yes.
So it's just enough to, like, you know what I mean? Keep your stuff contained, but you also get, sunlight and a little bit of
Right.
airflow.
The one time I was at Ard's Farm in Lewisburg, and it was so funny because I will say, like, if there is a chance of bad weather, I'm now at the point where I'm like, I just call it a wash. And just for my stuff, because my earrings go flying and then the cards are bent, I have to throw out the cards. And those earring cards, as small as they're expensive. Like the earring cards are probably one of the most expensive parts of what I do, which is weird. I've had too many like bad experiences in wind and rain where I'm just like, if that's gonna happen, and I know that's a pain for the organizers, but for me, it's just all right, it's a wash, it's a donation to your organization or your company or whatever it is. I just can't do it. But we were at Ards and it was like it just brought everybody together. It was like National Lampoon, which is like, well, it's Christmas and we're all in misery. Like we were all so miserable and we're all like this lady next to me, her husband's like strategizing what direction the wind's coming from and where the sidewall should go. And I used to have a screen door as part of my display. He had that all rigged up to my tent so that my
Oh.
screen door wasn't blowing. Like it was so nice, but I just, oh my God, I can't. I just mentally cannot do it.
Now, I saw you used an old grill the other day for for a display stand. Was that like in your booth space that you used
Yeah.
that, or that's
Yeah, I was at a park.
okay.
And
Oh, okay.
yeah, so I like you know how like if you go to a park and they have like those little charcoal grills.
Yes.
So I get there and I'm like getting all my stuff set up. And one of my problems is I have too much stuff. Like there's too much stuff I want to put out. And honestly, for me, like I track everything from each show, like how many of each style I've sold. And there's like three that are consistently the best sellers, but what comes next, it differs day to day. And I could do the show one year and go back the next year and it will be completely, it is so weird. So I take everything because I just don't know. So I have like my 4th of July stuff, but I really love my summer stuff. So I don't want to put 4th of July in places, you know what I mean? So I have everything set up and I'm standing there and I'm looking at this grill and I just set something on it just to get it out of the way. And I'm like, I'm gonna use that. I'm not dumb. So I took my table runner and I threw my table runner over it, put a little one of my little display boxes, and I set a turntable on top of it.
That's
And it was
cool.
great. It brought people were walking by and they're like, what is that? And they're like, oh my gosh, is this yours? I'm like, yeah. It's all about repurposing. You know, and the underneath of that table runner is disgusting anyway, so it's nothing a little like Tide pen isn't gonna get off. Was proud of that one. My MacGyver moment.
How do you find your shows that you do?
There's a couple of Facebook groups I joined. Central PA events, Central PA vendor shows, Pennsylvania vendor shows, stuff like that. Sometimes, like if I'm bored and I'm like in the midst of doom scrolling, I'll get on Facebook events and just see if there's anything out there. Sometimes too, I mean, honestly, this is one of the great things about Instagram is I'll see what other people are doing
That's what I do too, yeah.
You know, a lot of times it's a little too late. So I keep like a notes in my phone where I'm just like, okay, well, I think next year I want to look at this.
Yeah.
And there's a really good group on Facebook. It's reviews of events.
Oh, that's.
And that's been really nice.
I'll have to
Now,
check that out.
you also have to take that like with a grain of salt though, because like yesterday was a great day for me and somebody posted about it and they're like, it's just not what it used to be. Like it wasn't up to par. And I'm like, I don't know. I had a good day. So you
Yeah.
do have to kind of take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I agree with that because I've had people say that about Lidditz, and Lidditz is my best show all year by far, by far. And a lot of times people are like, well, I'm not doing this anymore. It's not what it used to be. And I'm like, well, I do better every year that I do it. So I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what
Just how
though?
it
And
goes.
like that's something that I think is important too, is like I've been at a couple bigger markets. Well, both times this happened, it was with the Craftery, which is a wonderful market. Like that is one where if I mean, between the Find and the Craftery, like those are two of my all-time favorites. It's going to be very well organized. You know what I mean? And I'm finding that there's other organizations too that are like how we met at Wandering Maker. Like they
Yeah.
do a great job. The first time I was at a Craftery market, it was my first time there. It's my first time like really out of this particular area. And I did well. And it was funny because like the demographics between where I live and then like going even like going from where I live to like Harrisburg and Lancaster and like Philly area, it's very, very different. And I remember sitting there at my first Craftery market and like people would just walk up and they wouldn't ask me how much things cost. They would just hand me pieces. And I'm like, don't you want to know like what you're spending? And it was one of my best shows at that point. But people around me were like, this was horrible. I had a horrible day. This was awful. And I do have to keep in mind that for me, like this is really for fun in a sense. Like it has become more of a business, but it's still for fun for me. So like anytime you go and you sell something, like it's exciting. But I also
Yeah.
have to keep in mind for some of these people when they're complaining about it, like this is their livelihood. So what's a great day for me as a side business, like it may be very disappointing for them. But and then like sometimes it also bothers me where like you know you're like I had a great day, and then the person next to you is like really like I didn't do well at all, and then you feel guilty for being excited. You know what I mean? So I always you know you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Are you in any brick and mortar stores?
I am in Troop 47 Trading Co. in Danville, and I am in Up the Crick, Crick, Up the Crick, in Pine Creek, north of Jersey Shore. I'm in those two. It's one of those things I'd love to be in more shops, but it's hard for me to really do that.
You do something on your website that I think is really cool. When you go onto your website, you have right across the top the next market that you're going to be at. And I think that's such a great idea.
It is funny though, because a lot of people will be like, oh, I'd love to know where you're going to be. And it's like at the top of my website, and there's an entire page on my website with everything for the rest of the year. I try to keep that on Instagram, on my Etsy shop, and my banner, like where I will be, because I think for me, even just buying the leather, like it's so different when you see it in real life. Like I have this one pattern, it's white with like these gold arches. I have not sold one pair on Etsy, but if you come to a market, I sell out of them first thing. It's so weird. So it's almost like just not being able to like see how it is actually like printed with a little bit of gold. Like I don't know what it is. It's so funny though. So I try to make sure that that's like front and center because the shopping experience in person is so different than like trying to scroll through. So I think they have like 14 pages of items on Etsy now at this point.
So you said you do like item release dates or like drops.
I try to.
So you just like make a batch of things and then announce you're going to be releasing them on Etsy.
Yeah, when I do like polls and I ask kind of like my little community what we want to do, it's literally 50-50. People will be like, just drop them as you find things. But then I love when it's like one big, like I love to hoard things and like throw them all at you at once. What I have coming on July 1st is just, it's me. And I love how like all six colors just go together seamlessly.
Oh, cool.
So I like, I don't know, I kind of like the hype, but then now I'm
Yeah.
like sitting here looking at my calendar and I'm like, oh my God, it's already June 11th. I have like two vacations and like it's insanity. So I try to plan it ahead of time. It works best for me that way during the school year because then I can kind of like
Yeah.
batch cut over lunch and like do what I need to do.
I think it makes people like gives them a reason to go to your website and look too. It like reminds them to go there when you're like, hey, all these new earrings just dropped, head here.
Right. I follow a couple boutiques who do like every Tuesday and Thursday is new. And for me, like I have zero self-control then when it comes to that. And I'm like, well, I gotta get it on Tuesday. And then if new stuff is coming Thursday, I'm gonna have to go back. I feel weird doing that with the earrings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I'll just randomly drop something. Like I have flamingos that my friend's mom has been asking for. So they're coming. I
Oh,
just
that's
don't know
cool.
when I get to it. So sometimes there's just random drops and other times it's planned. I'm somebody who like I'd rather sit and do a chunk of work because the listings, like that's not easy.
Right.
It's easy, but it's time consuming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I'd rather like I'll take a day and sit and just do my listings all day, and then they're drafted, and then they can all go at the same time.
Well, that's one thing that sort of drove me nuts about Etsy because I feel like there's questions on there that are mandatory that you have to fill out that I feel like nobody cares about and it doesn't really show up anywhere. You know what I mean? Like there's
Right.
like all those things where it's like, well, when did you make this product? Was it this year? Was it 10 years ago? Like
Yes.
who cares?
Or like, I love the one that's like, who is this made for? I don't know whoever wants to wear an earring.
Right,
I don't
right.
care. I actually thought about it one day. It was back before Easter. I was at a craft show and I had these little wooden studs shaped like bunnies. And this man is standing there. There's definitely like a difference between the questions I'm asked for men and women. And the man was like, oh, do you laser cut this? Like, how do you cut this? So I'm like, this guy is trying to figure out how to make the bunnies. Like, that's what he's like eyeballing them. He's picking them up. And then he buys a pair. And I'm like, tell me this man is gonna go steal my bunny studs. Not that like I'm the only person making them, but I'm like, tell me this guy. So then he starts to tell me about how his grandkids think it's hilarious when he wears holiday earrings. So like he has shamrocks and he has flags, and I'm like, that is so funny and what a cool idea. And I feel horrible for being like, he's trying to steal my ideas. But I thought that's so neat. So every time I go on Etsy and it's like, who is this made for? And it's like boy, girl, I forget what it is, like male, child, men. I don't care. If you, I
Right.
don't care. It's made for
Right.
whoever wants to wear them. But
Exactly.
you have to pick it. It's annoying.
You made a post one time about people who advertise their own shops under other small business posts. Has that happened to you?
Oh my God, yes. I will gladly talk about this one. They're not in business anymore. I believe they gave it up. I get it. I get it. You want to hype yourself up. I'm
I
not going
don't
to
get it.
say
It's
that.
so rude. It's so rude. I
I
know
mean, I've
exactly what you're talking
definitely
about.
like commented on like a boutique and been like, oh, this would look really cute with Lucy and Lee earrings. Like I've done that before, and even that does feel kind of icky. But so I would share my earrings, and it was an older man who had a woodworking business. And he would be like, oh, this would look great in a jewelry box by da 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 da. And would be like, oh, you should go to, like, you guys should go to my shop page and check out everything that I make. And I'm like, that is so yucky. I will send people left and right to other, like, yesterday, there was another leather earring maker and an earring maker a couple booths down from me. And some woman came and said, do you have anything with music notes? No, I don't, but check this girl out or check that girl out down there. Like they might have it. Like I will gladly spread the love, but do not do that. It just, I don't know, it really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, it's super rude.
It makes me not want to support that business then. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, well, then they kind of got what they were coming for by making me feel that I need to advert. I don't know. It's just, it was very, my gosh, my poor mom, I would like screenshot and send her, and like, this guy's at it again. But it was only, I mean, that was really the only time I ever had it was that one particular person, but it's just so yucky. I
Well,
don't know.
I've even seen people who like somebody posts something and then they're like, well, I make this too under the
Yeah.
original post. And I'm like, What the heck? Like, why would you go on somebody else's post and say, well, check out all my patterns. I make these too. If you can't find them at this store, come to my store. It's like,
And I really do feel that staying true to like who you are is has been key. Like you can try to copy what somebody else is doing and you can try to piggyback off of their posts and stuff, but it's only going to get you so far. And I think people who do that, I mean, like this person went out of business. Like they just threw in the towel because it wasn't working. And I don't, I mean, Lucy and Lee could end tomorrow. Like somebody could move on to the next earring business, you know what I mean? So I'm grateful, but like just don't, you need to blaze your own path. And that bothers me.
Well, we are getting near the end of the podcast. So that means it's time for your random fact. Do you have your fact for me?
I do. Did you know that pirates wore gold earrings to pay for their burial in case they were killed at sea?
No.
Now you know.
I love that.
Now you know. I mean, like your leather earrings from Lucy and Lee probably won't cover your burial, but if it gets big enough, like maybe your Lucy and Lee earrings could cover your burial if you're killed at sea.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. That's why they wore them.
I love pirates so much.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That
I was like, when you gave me that, like my assignment to find a fun fact, I'm like, oh my God, what am I gonna find? I
I
scoured and
love
I found
it.
that. I was so excited.
Well, thanks so much, Heather, for being on the podcast today. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, this was really fun. Thank you very much for having me.
And I'm sure we'll be seeing each other around.
Absolutely. I hope so. We better. All
Bye.
right, bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Handmade with Heart podcast. Don't forget to follow Heather at Lucy and Lee, and you can find me at Scrappy Stitch and the Handmade with Heart podcast.